It's difficult to convey, even with these pictures, the extent of the damage here. Building after building, home after home, street after street, destroyed. One resident told us, Nurdagi is no longer on the map. Where people remain under the rubble, the rescue operation goes on. Relatives wait, day and night. They sleep here, under blankets that offer little protection against the bitter cold. But as the days go on, many tell us that they have lost hope.
At the moment, we are expecting four more people from our family. Grandfather, grandmother, and granddaughter, and a sister-in-law. When they bring them out, we will bury them in our land.
We've seen four bodies pulled out of this building so far. 28 people remain, but all hope has been lost to find any survivors here. Entire families have been wiped out in one moment. And if you drive further up the road, you're going to see these scenes being replayed again and again. And yet, incredibly, two young children are pulled out alive by a Spanish rescue team just a few blocks away. Days after the devastating earthquake, they survived under heavy concrete in freezing temperatures. These are seen as miraculous moments these days, providing a rare moment of joy for everyone here. As overwhelmingly, it is the dead who are emerging from their homes. Blankets are used to offer them and their families some dignity. We are asked not to film as the bodies are carried past us in black bags. There will likely be many more. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Nurdagi, in southeastern Turkey.